Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, working with local farmers, ranchers, and producers to supply fresh organic foods all summer long, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, and you, Nancy Leeson, I, Northwest beloved cultural icon Dick Stein, declare today to be the official opening of grilling season.
I, on the other hand, grill year-round. We've got a big kettle grill that we use when we want to do stuff fancy, and then we've got the plain old, ordinary old gas grill that we use all the time.
Well, you know, I've got one of those big Webers, and it's funny because just recently I've been thinking that thing is too big. It's usually just me and DeGroot, and I'm thinking I ought to just get a little hibachi or something so I don't have to fire up this whole big, huge thing and waste all that charcoal just to roast off a couple of hot dogs or whatever.
Hot dogs? Did you say hot dogs?
I certainly did. Are we going to talk about that now?
Didn't you tell me you found some groovy new way to grill a hot dog?
Groovy is exactly the word. It was one of those weird things, you know, when you're surfing around on the web, how you're taken to a place you never expected to go. I was researching something about restoration dramatists and wound up on a website called chow.com and watching a video by a guy named Blake Smith. It was all about the spiral cut hot dog. And when I was finished watching this thing, and I sent it to you too, as you know, we both said the exact same thing. How is it that we have never before heard of spiral cut hot dogs? This is the coolest thing ever.
And of course, I went right to the store, bought a single dog. It actually wasn't a dog. It was a smoked sausage, one big smoked sausage, and took it home and did the little trick. And what's so fabulous about that trick, and please tell them, Stein, how to do it, but so fabulous is the little charred bits all around the whole entire thing.
What you do, you take a hot dog, you take a wooden skewer and slip it straight through the hot dog the long way, and then just lay it on a counter, your knife onto it at an angle, and then just start rolling the hot dog and drawing the knife all the way down to the wood in the skewer until you're all the way to the end of the hot dog, and then carefully pull out the skewer, and it looks like a little concertina, and then grill it. And when it's grilled, so much more surface is exposed to the heat, so you have much more charring and caramelization and more little nooks and crannies to hold the relish and the sauerkraut and all that stuff. And I'm going to post a link to this video so you can actually see it, because it's hard to describe without using your hands. But it's very much worth doing, as Nancy will attest. Right, Nancy?
I will. And when it was done, it really did look like a telephone cord, right?
Yeah, that's
an old-fashioned telephone cord. And one of the best parts about it is that then the dog will fit to the hot dog bun. So, right? So you got this long bun, and then the hot dog's a little too small. This is perfect. But, you know, I was always one of those people who cut the dog lengthwise and like to griddle fry it.
So that
all of the parts get caramelized.
Yeah. Well, this is really more for a grill. And I hadn't thought about that. But yes, you can stretch it out so it's exactly the size of the bun. The impossible dream realized at last.
You know what, Stein? Next time, I'm trying it with a mix of sausages.
Oh, that'll be cool. You can intertwine the different sausages once you get them all spiral cut and stretched out like telephone lines. Eaters, this really is too cool. It's easy to do. It's lots of fun. You're going to love doing it. I'm going to post a link to the video that shows you how to do this deal right at the Food for Thought page at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stretch 'em out Stein.